Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, we'll tell you what you will need to set up your own beekeeping operation. Stay tuned to find out more. Our proverb of the day comes up near the end of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Good morning.
Ready, set, go, Jamaica! Get your track shoes on for the Child Development Agency's Jamaica Fit for Children 5K Run Walk and Pushcart Derby, Sunday, October 19, on Nuxford Boulevard. Participate to help build Jamaica's first residential therapeutic center for children experiencing emotional trauma. Warm-up time, 6:30 a.m. Race time, 7 a.m. Registration, $1,000. Call 874-2705. Come get fit and support our children. Fit for Children, Fit for Children.
Are you interested in beekeeping but don't know exactly where to start? One of the first things you should consider is the location of your apiary, which is just a fancy name for the bee yard. Seen a plant protection officer in the apiculture unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Hugh Smith, tells us more.
The location that is best suited is one which has proper trees, enough trees that will give you adequate blossoms, that will provide you with adequate nectar so the bees can make honey.
Another important element of successful beekeeping is the choice of bee stock you will start with.
The stock to be purchased, it's usually best for the Minister of Agriculture staff to come and inspect the stock that you intend to purchase. So even if you find a farmer who is willing to sell, let the ministry do the job of inspecting that location to see that there are certain pests and diseases that are not present and will make your investment more positive in that regard.
You should also seek information on the honey production history of the possible stock. The apiculture unit has devised a training program to provide basic information on how to set up a beekeeping operation. This would be a great place to start as you embark on your journey to become a beekeeper. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is encouraging more persons to take up beekeeping and boost the country's beehive production levels.
Having your product out, your honey, then there's no problem marketing your honey locally. The local demand right now exceeds what we are producing as a nation. So the demand do exist for the product.
Senior Plant Protection Officer in the Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith. Beekeeping workshops are planned for October 30, November 27, and December 11. Interested persons may go to Bodel's Research Station in Old Harbor, St. Catherine on any of the workshop days or call 434-2144 or 464-4268. Participation fee for each workshop day is $2,000.
Call the Ministry of Health toll-free at 1-888-663-5683, Mondays to Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for information on chikungunya. That's 1-888-1-LOVE or 1-888-663-5683.
The proverb for this morning is, "Plantain ripe can't green again." Translation, "Once a plantain is ripe, it cannot become green again." This means, once innocence is lost, it cannot be regained. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Leona Schaefer, I'm Prince Moore. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.